when the Divine Master freed me from the external world. Then he put his hand into purifying my interior. And through an interior voice, he told me, "Now we are alone. There is no one left who may disturb us. Aren't you happier now than before, when you had to content many upon many? You see, it is easier to content one alone. You must consider as if you and I were alone in the world. Promise me to be faithful, and I will pour such and so many graces into you that you yourself will be amazed." Then he continued, telling me, "I have made great designs upon you, as long as you correspond to me. I want to make of you a perfect image of me, beginning from the moment I was born up to my death. I myself will teach you, little at a time, the way you will do it." And it happened in this way. Every morning after communion, he would tell me what I was supposed to do during the day. I will say everything briefly, because after so much time, it is impossible to say everything. I don't remember for sure, but it seems to me that he told me that the first thing which was necessary in order to purify the interior of my heart was the annihilation of myself, that is, humility. And he continued, telling me, "See, so that I may pour my graces into your heart, I really want to make you understand that by yourself you can do nothing. I am very much wary of those souls who attribute what they do to themselves, wanting to make of my graces as many thefts. On the other hand, with those who know themselves, I am generous in pouring my graces in torrents, knowing very well that they can attribute nothing to themselves. They are grateful to me. They hold it in that esteem which befits it, and they live with the continuous fear that, if they do not correspond to me, I may take away from them that which I gave, knowing that it is not something of their own. All the opposite in the hearts which reek of pride. I cannot even enter into their hearts because they are so swollen with themselves that there is no space in which to put myself. The miserable ones take my graces into no account, and they go from fall to fall up to their ruin. Therefore, on this day, I want you to make continuous acts of humility. I want you to be like a baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes, who can move neither a foot to take a step nor a hand to work, but expects everything from his mother. In the same way, you will stay close to me like a baby, always praying me to assist you, to help you, always confessing to me your nothingness, in sum, expecting everything from me. I tried to do as much as I could to content him. I would make myself smaller. I would annihilate myself, and sometimes I reached the point of feeling my being as almost undone, in such a way that I could not work, nor take one step, or even one breath, if he did not sustain me. Also, I saw myself as so bad that I was ashamed of being seen by people, knowing myself as the ugliest, as in reality I am still. So, as much as I could shun people, I shunned them, saying to myself, "Oh, if they knew how bad I am, And if they could see the graces that the Lord is giving me, for I wouldn't tell anything to anyone, and that I'm always the same, oh, how horrified they would be with me. Then, in the morning, when I would go again to communion, it seemed that in coming into me he made feast for the contentment he felt in seeing me so annihilated. He would tell me other things about the annihilation of myself, but in ways which were always different from the previous time. I believe that he spoke to me not once, but hundreds of times. And if he had spoken to me thousands of times, he would always have new ways to speak about the same virtue. Oh, my divine master, how wise you are! Had I at least corresponded to you,